Job chapter 21. But Job answered and said, Listen diligently to my speech, and let this be your consolations. Allow me that I may speak, and after I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to man? And if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Mark me, and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. Even when I remember I am afraid, and trembling takes hold on my flesh. Why do the wicked live, become old, yes, are mighty in power? Their offspring is established in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull mates, and does not fail. Their cow gives birth and does not lose her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the tambourine and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the organ. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say to God, Depart from us, because we do not desire the knowledge of your ways. Who is the Almighty, that we should serve him? And what profit should we have, if we pray to him? Indeed, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the candle of the wicked put out? And how often does destruction come upon them? God distributes sorrows in his anger. They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carries away. God lays up his sin for his children, he repays him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the anger of the Almighty. Because what pleasure has he in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off in the midst? Shall any teach God knowledge? Since he judges those who are high. One dies in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dies in the bitterness of his soul, and never eats with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them. Indeed, I know your thoughts, and the devices which you wrongfully imagine against me. Because you say, Where is the house of the prince? And where are the houses of the wicked? Have you not asked those who go by the way? And do you not know their tokens? That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath, anger, judgment. Who shall declare his way to his face? And who shall repay him for what he has done? Yet he shall be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. The clods of the valley shall be sweet to him, and every man shall draw after him, as there are innumerable before him. How then you comfort me in vain, since in your answers there remains falsehood?